Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we talk about Chardonnay every now and then, and most people think, well, California, or they want to step up their game, they'll think about white Burgundy.
Right.
But Chardonnay is grown all over France.
Yep.
And has lots of different iterations of it. So you've been tasting some of these. Interestingly, they're un-oaked, too,
yeah,
which is very cool.
I think that's definitely an emerging trend, is people have had so many over-oaked Chardonnays that it's kind of nice to see some that either have it very subtly applied or not applied at all.
Right.
And so I wanted to sort of look somewhere different. So I looked at the Loire Valley, which is becoming one of my favorite places to go for interesting wines at really good prices.
Mm-hmm.
And I also went to Chablis, which technically is sort of part of the Burgundian area, but it's different.
It's not different.
Not the same.
Yeah.
And as you said, all three of these are un-oaked. So here's a great value for you. It's called Domaine des Herbages. This is an un-oaked Chardonnay from the Loire Valley, Vin du Pays de Val de Loire, 100% Chardonnay. What I like about this is that it's straightforward, but it's got great structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice, good, crisp acidity. You get citrus and honeysuckle notes, and then a nice mineral finish. It's like I said, it's straightforward. It's not going to whack your brain cells with brooding complexity, but
right.
It's just a really nice bottle of wine for $16.
That's very good.
I thought so. Now, stepping up a little bit, this is another one from the Loire Valley, and this is called Clos Saint-Fiacre, and this is from the Orléans area in the Loire Valley. Again, 100% Chardonnay. This is definitely a step up from the Domaine des Herbages. You have very bright, fresh fruit, notes of pear. It has a delicious, almost a mouth-watering acidity, which,
mm-hmm.
if you're pairing with food, to me, is spectacular. Very great structure and just tons of sort of minerality that kind of comes through. It's a really
mm-hmm.
nicely put together bottle of wine. This one's going to cost about $25, so
mm-hmm.
still a pretty good value. Both of the first two that I mentioned are part of the Franck's Signature Wines collection. So again,
mm-hmm.
look for that name for some good value. Now, this was one. This is going to be approaching Saturday night dinner wine, although it's still only $28. So this is Domaine Guéguen, and it's a Chablis from 2017. Now, Chablis is a misunderstood wine. They use the name ubiquitously in this country for white wine forever.
Right.
And true Chablis is 100% Chardonnay, and it comes from this area, which is, 50, 60 miles sort of northwest from the bulk of Burgundy. This is spectacular. Crisp, pleasing, toasty notes, hints of flowers and honey, medium-long finish, great acidity, and terrific minerality. And dare I say, at $28, this is still a pretty good value.
That does sound like a good value.
And if you're not familiar with Chablis, this is a great way to sort of introduce yourself to it without spending an arm and a leg. So
it's not a terribly lean Chablis. It sounds like it has some stuffing to it.
It's a little fleshy. Some of them are so lean that I think they lose their charm. So this
yeah.
has got some stuffing in the middle.
Yeah, that's ideal.
It's really good. I really like it.
Very, very food friendly.
Very food friendly.
Yeah, it's really nice. We're going to put these on the website, Hugh, and let people read about them and figure out how to get some. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.